This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. With residents across Alaska and the United States getting vaccinated, the city of Bethel is considering some updates to its COVID-19 safety policy. Tonight, the city council will discuss a mandate that would allow vaccinated travelers to forego quarantine requirements. If it passes, people traveling into town who have finished an FDA-authorized vaccine course would not need to quarantine or test before going about their business in Bethel. According to other city mandates, vaccinated folks still need to wear masks inside of Bethel businesses. Also, during tonight's meeting, the Bethel City Council will vote on a measure to establish a full-time animal control officer in the Bethel Police Department. If passed, the plan would be sent to Bethel's Public Safety Commission. The commission would write the job description and then send it back to the City Council for a final vote. Tune in to KYUK 640 AM or KYUK.org for full coverage of tonight's meeting starting at 6:30 PM. Next in politics, President Biden's pick for Interior Secretary is appearing before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee this morning, and Alaska Native leaders strongly support her. Dev Holland was one of the first two Indigenous women elected to the U.S. House and would be the first Native person to lead the Interior Department. Holland is a member of the Pueblo of Laguna. Former state legislator Mary Peltola of Bethel says Holland's background matters because the Interior Secretary has enormous sway over issues like subsistence hunting and fishing rights, tribal courts, and Native allotments.
For hundreds of years, we really haven't had many Native people at the top who have a true understanding of the way that we live and our values and, you know, just the realities of growing up as a Native person and raising your family as a Native person. This is a very big deal.
Tlingit and Haida President Richard Peterson praises Holland for her commitment to tribal sovereignty. He hopes she will work on allowing Alaska tribes to exercise the same kind of powers that lower 48 tribes have.
She stands for the things that we stand for, and we've established a really good working relationship with her and feel very confident that she's going to carry out the needs of our tribes here in Alaska.
Senator Lisa Murkowski serves on the committee that decides whether the nomination advances to the full Senate. Holland is at odds with Murkowski on at least one major issue, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Holland demonstrated against it in 2018, but her opening statement to the committee suggests a softer line. Holland says fossil fuels will continue to play a major role and that oil and gas revenues fund critical services. And finally, the United States and Russia have updated their plan for addressing pollutants across national boundaries in the Bering and Chukchi Seas. The agreement between the United States and Russia, known as a Joint Contingency Plan, has been in effect since 1989. The U.S. Coast Guard is a U.S. agency that does most of this work, working with counterparts at Russia's Marine Rescue Service. Coast Guard Incident Management official Mark Everett says the plan lays out protocols for pollution that spreads from one nation's water to the others.
This agreement says, essentially, we will agree to notify you. We will agree to request assistance in the response if needed.
Everett says to date, there have been no joint responses to pollution like oil or marine debris along that boundary with Russia. However, he says the two entities regularly conduct exercises and share information on pollution within their boundaries.
There was one recently in Kamchatka on the Russian side that the Russian Federation government shared information with the United States. We offered assistance. They didn't accept the offer of assistance, but that is part of the bilateral agreement to share information about other incidents, even though they may not affect the other party.
Everett says one of the major new features of the latest joint contingency plan is the addition of what's called an international coordination officer.
Someone from potentially the U.S. Coast Guard that, in the event of a joint response, could go over to the Russian side. A Russian representative could come to the U.S. side. And then we have sort of embedded liaison officers.
Everett says he's hopeful that having the new positions will make it easier and more efficient for either nation to share information. He says U.S. and Russia officials plan to meet in the fall to discuss their next exercises related to marine pollution response across national boundaries. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.